where sex is concerned, a forked tongue speaks best.
David Bellos reading his essay on translating sex. Tomorrow you can hear the third essay in this series, Explaining the Explicit, when Sarah Churchwell examines the history of writing about sex in popular fiction. That's at the same time 11:15. This series is a Waters Company production for BBC Radio 3. Earlier in the evening, by the way, we'll be live in Manchester at the Bridgewater Hall. The tenor Ian Bostridge and the mezzo Angelika Kirschlager will be leading the cast in a performance of Stravinsky's Oedipus Rex. One of the cast, Timothy Robinson, has a dual role tomorrow night. He'll also join the horn player Richard Watkins with members of the BBC Philharmonic for a performance of Benjamin Britten's Serenade for Tenor, Horn and Strings. And the concert opens with music by James McMillan, three interludes. The Halle Choir and the BBC Philharmonic will be conducted by H.K. Gruber, and we're live in Manchester at 7:30. And that's here on BBC Radio 3, broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM, on digital radio and also online. It's 11 o'clock, time for Verity Sharp to bring you the first of this week's editions of Late Junction. Thank you.
Daddy Maddy May, Daddy Maddy. Daddy Maddy, Daddy Maddy, Daddy Maddy May.
Well, there's the great guitarist Jellimadi Tunkara paying tribute to his great-grandfather, who was a man, the song tells us, of great faith and piety. The song Makhan Jan Wule from the album that Jellimadi Tunkara released a few years ago now called Tsigui, which means buffalo. Welcome to another week of Lake Junction. Here's another praise song, this time from Kenya. And this is a group of Maasai women who are praising their warrior leaders and describing their battles by singing tales of their bravery. So the words here are improvised in a kind of call and response way, as you'll hear.
Yeah.
That's the work of Deep Chord, which is the moniker for Detroit's Rob Modell, and part of a track from his latest release, Hash Bar Loops. Just staying in that electronic world, here is a track called Facing That Void by Hervé Salters, who works under the name General Electrics and is a particular fan of vintage keyboards.
Something new to get, something that's a little less obstructive-ish. But when she felt the seed of that need of mind, it got greedy, she gave in and nourished it. Told herself that she loved all the flourishes, and the people around her encouraged it. So what the heck, another one to the neck, and got more depressed, losing control of it.
Facing that void,
know what I mean?
Facing that void,
like this.
That's the American jazz trio The Bad Plus and a track called I Want to Feel Good. Certainly the music helping towards that. Definitely a touch of Django Bates about that riff. Ethan Iverson on piano, Reed Anderson playing bass and electronics, and David King on the drums. You'll find that on their recent album, which is called Made Possible. This is lovely too. This is the final track on the recent compilation from the World Music Network team, which introduces us to the music of Ethiopia. And this is a pianist called Sege Mariam Gebru, who never achieved her dream of becoming a professional musician because she was never allowed to leave Ethiopia and go and study abroad. But instead, she devoted her life to her faith and to her teaching. But what recordings there are of her playing the piano give us this wonderful, gentle blend of piano blues and traditional Ethiopian modes. This is a piece she calls Homesickness. Thank you. The playing of Tsega Mariam Gebru and her piece Homesickness, which you'll find on the recent Rough Guide to Ethiopia. Details of that and, of course, anything else you hear tonight will be on the Late Junction playlist posted on the Late Junction page of the Radio 3 website. This is Late Junction on BBC Radio 3 with me, Verity Sharp, and in a moment we're going to hear a piece from the minimal world of the German composer Walter Zimmermann. And this is his meditation on the dances of Franconia, so old dance tunes, which he researched and collected by talking at length to farmers and landowners and also rooting around in old books. And he then selected 10 of his favourites, so these are mazurkas or waltzes and polkas, and he arranged them for two-string quartets. One of the quartets plays entirely in harmonics, and the other is a drone quartet. And then in order to capture the archaic nature of the music, Zimmermann also used scordatura tuning, which makes it all sound rather more ethereal than it otherwise may have done. So Zimmermann's Frankischer Tänzer coming up after this from Chris Drever, who's made yet another album. How prolific is this man turning out to be? Fresh from being named Best Group at this year's Folk Awards with his band Lau. Here he is now as a duo with Eamon Coyne, and this is their gorgeous rendition of the traditional song, The Isle of France.
The sky was dark and the night advanced when a convict came to the Isle of France. Around his leg there was a ring and a chain, and his country was of the shamrock green. I'm of the shamrock, the convict cried. I have been tossed upon the ocean wide for being unruly, I do declare. I was doomed to transport for 7 long years. 6 of them, they were past and gone. I was coming home to make up the one. The stormy winds, they do blow and roar, which cast me here on this foreign shore. You shall find a friend in the Isle of France. A speedy letter went to the Queen about the wreck of the Shamrock Green. His freedom came. Absent convict that they thought was lost. God bless the coast guard.
The Sonar Quartet with Frankischer Tänzer, written in 1977 by Walter Zimmermann. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. And now, by way of contrast, here's a piece in which the dance music of Brazil meets that of Occitania.
Olha a tocaia.
Cosa non conta l'istorio dell'andolo canzonier che vivio ai sisi in paese d'Occitanie.
Sei gente vindo do lado di là.
E cosa non parla tabè dell'ampiano bandito e del padre Cicero Romano.
O sangue dos bodes derramados. Uma história, dois destinos lá nas bandas do sertão. A sina de Virgulino, o cangaço, o Lampião. A crença no padre Cícero, a paisagem deste chão. Padre Cício e Lampião, Padre Cício e Lampião, dos destinos, duas vidas, os milagres do sertão.
É lá ando eu, amanhã não falando, se lá ando seu, amanhã não faço.
Aridez e terra seca, faca, foice, um gibão. São emblemas do cangaço, pensamento e solidão.
Rasteira.
Um herói desconhecido e um padre ermitão.
Nossa Senhora.
Leu a prensa as esposalhas de et a viúla companhia. Na imprudência de entrar a palha, mori bem e canchunhé. Sa che tardi apri la daio di tante viesio planieo, ieo, ieo.
Padre Cício e Lampião, Padre Cício e Lampião, dos destinos, duas vidas, os milagres do sertão.
É lá no rio, amanhã no farandu, se lá é no seu, amanhã no
aventuras de justiça, liberdade e devoção. Uma cruz pelas estradas, uma faca, o ribeirão. Igualdade pelas lutas, a reconstituição. Padre Cício e Lampião, Padre Cício e Lampião, dos destinos, duas vidas, os milagres do sertão.
É lá no rio, amanhã não farando, se há é no seu, amanhã não faço.
Padre Cício e Lampião, Padre Cício e Lampião, dos destinos, duas vidas,
amanhã não farando, se há é
contra a subordinação.
I wonder what inspired that pairing up. That is Brazil's Silveiro Pessoa and Occitanian Mavericks' La Talvera. And that's on an album that brings their respective traditional musics together. It's called For Occitania. And if you'd like to know more or hear more, of course, do drop us a line. While we're still on the subject of dance music, I can get really excited about this kind of thing. This is the sound of three English fiddlers, Chris Partington, Johnny Adams and Paul Roberts, who go by the collective name of Our Northern Branch. And here they are giving a couple of storming Northumbrian tunes a run for their money.
Thank you. Castle's full of Republicans and Memphis lots of blues. Don't get weary, don't get weary, children, don't get weary, I'm coming from above. Wish I had
That's the Locust Honey String Band with Don't Get Weary, following on from Our Northern Branch, playing both the Morpeth Rant and the Old Morpeth Rant. And if old-time string bands are your thing, do be sure to tune into World on 3 this Friday, because they've got a session from a young trio from California called the Old Tire Swingers. This is Lake Junction with me, Verity Sharp, and here's Dan Walsh with some pretty impressive banjo playing.
Thank you.
There's a set of reels from one of England's finest young banjo players, Dan Walsh. And if you're looking for a good way to celebrate St Patrick's Day on Sunday and you live near Burton-upon-Trent, do consider going along to the National Brewery Centre where Dan Walsh is going to be joining the Monster Cayley Band. They're going to have one huge party. You get music, food and, of course, also a lovely caller to help you through the dances. So it sounds like a great night. So now to the Kalahari Desert, where dances are more about trance than energetically throwing yourself around a dance floor. And in the Kalahari, trance is used as a means of communicating with the ancestors through meditation. And so here are Anna Gute, Angelique Gute and Marcella Ngube, and a trance song that translates as God Help Us.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's a track from New York's Ezekiel Hernig. It's called Tradition is the Illusion of Permanence. And that's from his album called Folding In on Itself, which you'll find on Type Records. And before that, Jean Dodo from the album called Bushmen of the Kalahari, which was released many years ago now, but it's still a wonderful listen. I'll play more of it this week. Now, for me, this is still one of the most enjoyable recordings that I've found to date of Domenico Scarlatti's piano sonatas. It's the playing of Inger Södergren, and this is the sonata in F minor.
Thank you.
Inger Sødergren with Scarlatti's Sonata in F minor. If you'd like details of that recording, or of course any other that you hear on the programme tonight, it'll all be on the playlist which we post on the Late Junction page of the Radio 3 website. And of course you can listen to the programme again there too for the next 7 days. Here's a piano of a different kind. This is the Zimbabwean thumb piano. And the title of this song translates as The Wheel of the Wagon, and it describes the cyclical nature of life.
Temu tengure, temu tengure, temu tengure. jala jamu jagura virere moro jereza ya 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 urende haya ya ya
Chemu Tengere, the wheel of the wagon, and that's the voice and mbira playing of Tinashe Chidanyika. And that's almost it for tonight. Good to have you company, as ever. I'm Verity Sharp, back with Late Junction tomorrow at 11. And just leaving you here with this combined effort from the pianist Dustin O'Halloran, as produced by Iceland's Johan Johansson, a track called We Move Lightly. Till tomorrow, good night. Thank you.
Hello from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3, and welcome to a celebration of the country life in words and music, as might have been experienced by members of the Arcadian Academy, as it called itself, a circle of Roman high flyers from the early 18th century. Handel's on the pastoral platform here. His serenata, Acis, Galatea and Polifemo, was written in 1708 for a wedding of a Roman noble. Handel came back 8 years later to the same Ovidian subject for his better-known mask, Acis and Galatea, written for his then English employer, the Duke of Chandos. But what we have here is his original Roman version in a performance from the 2011 Clara Festival in Brussels. Soprano Sunhe Im is Acis, contralto Sonia Prina is Galatea, and bass baritone Marcus Fink is Polifemo, with René Jacobs conducting the Berlin Early Music Academy. And the story goes something like this. The nymph Galatea and the shepherd Acis are in love, but their pastoral idyll is cut short when the jealous giant Polyphemus strikes the hapless Acis dead with a rock, and Galatea's response is to make her dead lover immortal by turning him into a babbling brook.
voi passi.